Brightside Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I'm talking about Alabama. I mean, y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else covers a ton of ground, a lot of ground, our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a lot of space around the North Alabama area, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week. They'll see all ages. I like to say pediatric to geriatric. And oh, by the way, this is who I use. Me personally, this is who I use. And I don't use them because they advertise with us. I was using them already, was so pleased. And then I went to them and I said, you know, I could talk about y'all. Would you consider advertising? They said, yes. I mean, they're owned by a right-side ruffian. Why not? But yeah, Southern Immediate Care in all those locations. I mean, every time I've walked in the front door of one of them, I'm talking about clean, friendly, professional, get you in the door, get you out again. You can get your shots, your x-rays right there on the site. Southern Immediate Care. You need something medically speaking, non-emergency, but something medically speaking, even on a Saturday morning. You look them up, find the location nearest to you, and head on down. And just tell them when you're there, you heard about it on our Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate that. Text from Lewis from Trinity. I just realized what he's telling me. Lewis, I get it, man. Now, apparently, I was not reading it correctly. So sometimes when I get a long text, I'm doing the best I can to weed through it real quickly. But what he's basically saying was, side note, he says, if you have a child that's having trouble in math and reading and they keep saying they don't see, it might be something. And in his case, he said he had dyslexia when he was young. I get it now, totally. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Chuck from Oneida, Tennessee says, can I go too? So I guess the bottom line is, y'all jump on the ruffian bus. Jeff from Indiana's driving. We're heading out west. We're going to call it the gravy train. We're going to call this the gravy train. We're all heading out west. Jeff's driving, and we're going to scarf up some of that money. Everybody got to identify as something we ain't and go be there.
Is that an electric bus or a diesel bus?
Oh, Lord. In our case, it's going to have to be a diesel. Yeah.
I don't think we can afford the electric.
Percolating some diesel. It's going to have to be. And, yeah, smoke coming out the stacks for all we care. We're just going to make our way out west, stop in Denver. We're all going to identify as black, indigenous, homeless, non-binary illegals. And then we're going to take that money and donate to the Trump campaign after we've had the big party. And then we're going to swing through San Francisco and scarf up a little more. And then
by not shooting people.
Right. And then Jeff's going to pull the red eye and get us back home.
It depends on how much Denver's paying. Because if they're paying a lot, then we can afford the electric bus.
Oh, no, man. We can't, not on this show. We can't do the electric bus.
Which is, what did somebody?
We won't make it home.
Was it $300?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
$300 for not shooting people?
Something like that.
I mean, $300, it'd be like giving me like $5 here in Alabama, right? And I mean, San Francisco, everything's insane. Like, it's not even worth, like, you might as well shoot people. For $300, I mean, what can you buy in San Francisco for $300? Like, that's what, like...
Okay, the quality of legal services. Anyway, all I'm saying is that was not advice. All right, hey, let me jump over here real quick. A couple more text messages, then I'll jump on. Brand spanking new in the text line, Mike from Muscle Shoals, talking about the hiring, which I'm about to get into, maybe. He says, they hire the unqualified woke guy to sit in the corner and eat crackers. They have to hire more people to satisfy the quota. Then the qualified people have to sit through hours of inclusion training where they tell you have to agree with what they do outside of work, even if it's against your religious beliefs. That apparently is where we are in many ways. Let me jump on this. So my section here is called Hire the Best and the Brightest. Do you have that website I called out to you earlier? What's the name of it again? The what is
National Black Coalition of Federal Aviation Employees.
Okay. So... every demographic's got their own special group, right? This was discovered here recently. Questions have been arising about how diversity, equity, and inclusion may be infiltrating the ranks of even those places where you think it's got to be meritocracy. It's got to be. You can't have people flying the planes, or you can't have people handling the air traffic control at Hartsfield International. You got to hire the best and the brightest, right? Isn't that the way it's supposed to go? That's called equality. That's called leveling the playing field such that everyone has an equal opportunity to apply and or excel. Removing barriers to people excelling is equality. Giving everybody an equal opportunity is equality. Making sure they're not disenfranchised is equality. Equity, on the other hand, is taking your stuff and giving it to somebody else. Equity is making sure you get all of somebody else's stuff so that you don't feel like you didn't have enough stuff, and that might even include your job. So I had him read out that website a minute ago because I wasn't sure who I was looking at. I just found this. It's an email that was discovered most recently in a Freedom of Information Act request. It turns out the FAA has been employing DEI practices and has been basically at times even pressured by outside activist groups like the National
Black Coalition of Federal Aviation Employees.
Okay. I do not care what color my pilot is as long as he's the good one. I want the guy that knows how to touch down in high winds. You know, I want the guy who knows how to find the tailwind and get me there early. I want the guy who knows how to do all the stuff it takes to be a true pilot. Here's an actual email sent out in, this is in 2014, but it gives you an idea of what we've been dealing with because you're starting to see high incident rates, right, in the aviation industry. FAA Human Resources is going to scan resumes, says the email. It's been confirmed there will not be a selection panel for the open bid on February 10th for jobs with the FAA. FAA Human Resources will scan in resumes and the computer group will group their resumes based on keywords, aka buzzwords. These buzzwords will flag your resume, thereby giving you an advantage over thousands of other resumes that may flood the system. A list of these buzzwords are attached to this email. This list is being provided to you through one of our members in HR. I encourage you, keep a lid on this attachment and focus your resume towards it. If the entire country caught wind of this attachment, how would your resume then be distinguished from others? Please keep this email confidential. Well, we all know it now. So apparently what we're seeing there is the National Black Coalition of Federal Aviation Employees had pressured the FAA to do hiring not based on meritocracy, but to, don't do the open bid thing. Just go ahead and use buzzwords, and if our resumes match, hint, 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 wink, wink, then we get picked up before anybody else. What?
It's frustrating because so it was...
You got to read a website again?
Nope. It was founded in 1976. It's been around for a while. This makes me go back. I mean, especially Alabama culture, the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah.
And you're talking about aviation. They prove themselves. I mean, that seems like you've taken what was probably a really good thing
in the beginning when it started
because you know getting more African Americans involved in aviation was a good thing.
Yep.
And now you're
just totally distorting everything. And it's also, if you get down to it, it's also insulting. Oh, you won't get the job unless we sort of, you know, pave the way. You know what I'm saying? You won't get the job unless we fixed the system for you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We got to get in there because, you know, the man's going to keep you down. If we're saying that, then what we're basically saying is, in our society, you're going to have special favors. Well, where's your privilege now? So this whole section I'm doing right now is called Hiring the Best and the Brightest. And I found, I got several of them. How about this? I got one piece. There's an organization called STARS, which I am, by the way, now on the National Board of Advisors for STARS as of a couple weeks ago. But STARS ran an article most recently that came off the New York Post. Miranda Devine, this came out in just about a week ago. Says there's an alarming deterioration in recruitment standards for the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which has been exposed in a report delivered to House Judiciary by an alliance of retired and active duty agents and analysts. Says diversity, equity, and inclusion requirements being pushed by FBI Director Christopher Wray have degraded recruitment standards in all areas, including physical fitness, illicit drug use, financial irregularities, mental health, full-time work experience, and integrity. And they pose a threat to the FBI's ability to protect America from harm. It goes on to say, and here's where I got the term for the title of this dipper. The FBI is no longer recruiting the best and the brightest to be special agents, but they are selecting their candidates based on race, gender, and sexual orientation. The FBI. That's an article in the New York Post.
Aren't almost all those things you listed key flags for top secret clearance background investigations?
Every
for
bit of it.
Us?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure.
You carried a TS, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I carried a TS clearance. So the bottom line is, I mean, you had to self-report stuff. You know, if you talk to someone from overseas, and oh, by the way, you're considered compromisable if you've got financial difficulties in your background, if you have a immoral lifestyle, if you've got foreign travel that is suspect, all these things can show up and red flag you for your TS clearance. But you can get hired at the FBI. How about this? Leading troops in battle. Butters. So an organization called Students for Fair Admissions won big this past year. They're the ones who filed the lawsuit that caused Harvard University and the University of North Carolina to have to go all the way to the Supreme Court and lose. And now Harvard and other public institutions are no longer allowed to use race-based admissions policies. But for reasons that are inexplicable to me, our service academies, West Point, Annapolis, you know, the Air Force Academy out in Colorado, they are all still allowed to use race-based admissions. So article here on the Daily Caller came out 2 days ago. Best and the brightest? I don't know. It says SFFA, the Students for Fair Admissions, filed an emergency petition with the Supreme Court Friday asking that the justices halt West Point's race-based admissions policy. SSFA sued the military academy in September of 2023, just a few months ago, arguing that West Point's admission policies are discriminatory based on race and violate the Fifth Amendment after winning a similar case in the Supreme Court in June. So we're looking at right now is, you know, and by the way, I'm not a service academy guy. I got no heartburn with it. If you're an academy grad, good on you. But wouldn't you love to know that those who are coming out of the academies would actually be the best and brightest and not just, oh, we know what? We got to have another female. I'm sorry. We can't take you. No, your scores are higher, but he's gay, so we got to have him. I'm sorry. We're going to have more black pilots. No. I get it. You can fly. You had the highest aptitude scores, but we're gonna have to have, you know, more Asians today. I'm sorry. That is not the way you win wars in the future, not at all.
And it's gotta take away from those that have fought to get there, that have worked, you know, and that have earned the right to be in those positions.
Absolutely.
You know,
and the legacy of those institutions, the legacy of those institutions is also at risk because, you know, part of what you're doing is you're joining a legacy. You're joining something that's bigger than yourself, which has stood the test of time and has a vaunted history of doing great things. And oh, by the way, the Navy, you're not immune. A separate article here from Stars again about the Navy using DEI and destroying its own excellence and military cohesion at the Naval Academy. No time to get into it because we got to go to a break, but wow. And by the way, wouldn't you love to know this is not happening in other places like, oh, I don't know, how about the CIA, which is using DEI hiring policies? The CIA! No telling what goes on at that black site. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hit and go home time right now while we make common sense like a superpower. Several text messages. I felt certain that we were going to spark some imaginations on that segment. And I gotta finish with this one. So I've got family members dear to me who spent a career at the Central Intelligence Agency. And I feel certain that if they're listening right now, they're like just like their fingernails are digging into their chairs. The Central Intelligence Agency story here from about a year ago. The Central Intelligence Agency plans to diversify its applicant pools and reduce the long onboarding hiring process as the agency tries to revamp its hiring practices. CIA. The Associate Deputy Director for the Directorate of Digital Innovation at the CIA, Lord, they got a director for everything, explained that the agency is working to open doors for more diverse candidates while also expediting the hiring process whenever possible. So what we basically have here is the CIA, it says, like many federal agencies, takes in the importance of increasing diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. They even added another piece of the acronym. It's DEIA now. A move propelled forward by an executive order signed by President Biden. Diversity in the intelligence community has increased in recent years, according to recent data from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The percentage, anyway, he goes on, it's so important that we understand that our national security is vested in people that were given a leg up in the hiring process simply because we had to, you know, fill out the demographic check sheet.
The CIA needs to hire whoever the CIA needs to hire to accomplish the mission, right? Certain demographics, whatever, whoever they're trying to appeal to,
yep.
All of those things. They need to do what they need to do to get the job done, period, dot.
I really don't have a problem with that statement. Can we put that on a T-shirt? The CIA needs to hire whoever they need to hire to get the job done and protect our national security. So we got the FBI, the CIA, the military academies, the FAA. What else have I got here? Oh, look.
Stop it, Phil.
The State Department. Story out just about a year and a half ago. The official in charge of diversity, equity, and inclusion and accessibility efforts at the State Department told lawmakers that this time is different. The State Department has had varying progress on diversity over the years. It's not enough to recruit a representative workforce. We have to keep them, says Ambassador Gina Abercrombie-Winstanley. There's a heck of a name. Put that on your business card. Gina Abercrombie-Winstanley, who became the State Department's first standalone Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer in April of 2021. Oh, look, 3 months after Biden took office. We have our very first standalone Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer at the State Department. Abercrombie-Winstanley said her first priority. By the way, I'm a believer that if you're going to hyphenate your name, we got to say the hyphen.
Sure, why not?
Is that okay? I also have feelings about whether you should trust someone who's hyphenated, but there's that. Don't get me started. Abercrombie-Winstanley said that her first... I'm enjoying myself now, by the way.
I noticed.
Now I'm just poking the bear right now. So... Abercrombie-Winstanley said that her first priority upon coming to the department was to launch a diversity, equity, and inclusion and accessibility data working group to coordinate the department's efforts to conduct barrier analysis. Barrier analysis. My God. Listen, here's the bottom line. Hire the best and the brightest, please. You know what? They might be all black. That'd be awesome. They might be all Asian or Hispanic. Guess what's going to happen? It's America. So you're probably going to get a pretty solid cross-section because the best and the brightest in America looks like America, a pretty diverse group of people in and of ourselves. And we don't have to have you screening with special buzzwords to make sure that you got a leg up and everything. All we want to know is when we look up on the OR table or when we see the pilot of the plane or when we're trusting that people are fighting for our freedoms or, for that matter, out there doing the intel work it takes either domestically or abroad. We just want the best and the brightest. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so. And you can put that on a T-shirt. All right, amazing day. Hey, listen, we got more of this to come. I suspect tomorrow will be the Grand Council. You guys have an amazing night. We'll be back here tomorrow. See you then.